So Oliver Rowe from Ford. So the Vignale Mondeo, why do you think the average family man, say with two or three kids, is going to go upscale to this type of Mondeo?
There are lots of families who are really happy with their Ford dealership. And with grandparents included, they might run two, three, four Fords through one dealership that they're happy with. And times get better for them and they can afford to go elsewhere and have premium brands. But actually, because the Fiesta is a great buy, grandparents are happier in their estate focus, whatever, the best car the family's running, for convenience, they know the dealership, they still want it to be a Ford.
Now, the average and obvious comparison to people like me, who were a kid in the 70s, is the gear. I was jealous of my kids' dads who had these wonderful gears. Is this the new gear, so to speak?
This is above the new gear. The new gear is the titanium. Titanium tops out on Mondeo at £29,000, and this is what comes in above titanium. So this is £29,000 to £33,000. You've got differences on the vehicle in terms of detailing and chrome and wheels. You've got more leather and quilted seats, but also what's interesting for the busy families, they don't want to give up their Saturday morning going to the dealership because they've had a prang, there's a problem with the vehicle, to have it serviced. Where they are in the week anyway, their workplace, their home, or an airport or railway station they're coming in and out of, they book to meet the Vignale concierge service. Their Vignale gets taken away and a Vignale left for them as a courtesy car.
So this is a family car, isn't it? Even though it's got the plush leather and what have you. In some ways, you could argue it's even better as a family car. You can wipe the leather clean and what have you. That's one way of looking at it, isn't it?
And also, the benefits pass on to the second owner. And some people's second owners, they sort of feel, well, you know, I can't get a new car for whatever reason, but they want this. They push it on the second car. So, you know, this might be the territory of someone who could have a Focus brand new, but they're choosing to have a Mondeo Vignale second hand because they get something that's affordable, that's bigger, better, and a little bit more luxurious.
Another obvious question then, but one that has to be asked, and, you know, what are the rivals, do you think, of this particular Vignale?
Oh, the rivals are BMW, they are Mercedes. This isn't necessarily us taking their business. It's more looking at people, how many people want a titanium, 70% of existing Mondeo owners, and preventing them from going elsewhere.
And finally, do you think that people are going to be buying this outright, or do you think it's going to be a PCP focused vehicle?
The majority, you'll see in the slides, I believe, off the top of my head, is two-thirds company car choosers and one-third retail. So retail is an important, there's 1,000 families out there who are going to buy this, 2,000 people who are user choosers having on a corporate deal.
And look forward to seeing this in the UK. When can we expect to see these in
dealerships? From September, volume numbers in dealerships. Early ones from July, but dealerships won't be fully stocked nationally till September.
A lot of new product from Ford, Mustang coming out just after that and what have you. So look forward to seeing it. Great. Oliver Rowe, thanks very much indeed.